I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He gets it in the hoop, and on the circle, she keeps you in the loop. It's Watch What Happens Live with Michelle Buteau and Dwayne Wade now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who sizzled on the heat and another who delivers burns. My first guest is a razor-sharp comedian whose one-liners made the Netflix reality show The Circle complete. Please welcome Michelle Buteau. Great to see you, Michelle.
Great to see you too, honey.
And we are all pros at throwing back shots in the clubhouse, but my next guest is an all-time great when it comes to making them. He's an Olympic gold medalist, three-time NBA champion, and 13-time NBA All-Star, whose new documentary, D. Wade, Life Unexpected, debuts February 23rd at 9 on ESPN. Say hi to Dwayne Wade.
Wow. I'm just here for the drinks.
Here
for the wine. That's it.
You know, your wife is one of our favorites here, Gabby Union. Did she give you any pointers about being here?
She told me to let loose and just, you know, let go.
All right.
Okay. So we'll see what I got.
That's why. Let's get the fun seatbelt on.
Absolutely. Over at the bar with the assist to honor Dwayne's legacy with the Miami Heat, it's Michael Dean mixing us Miami Vices. Hey, Michael Dean. That's our tribute to you. He's dressed like Miami Vice. Get it? Yeah. By the way, the documentary is amazing. We're going to show a clip of it later. But literally, you shot this thing for 10 years. I would like this to be longer. I mean, you have to have...
Say it again.
Yes.
It needs to be a 10, 20-hour
series on Netflix.
Yeah, I have a lot more footage that's
I
not in a documentary.
Sure you do, yes.
So after the doc, then we can sit down and do something together. And
well, you know, it's always been my fantasy to get you and Gabby on a reality show together. Well, like, every time I run into you guys at a party, I'm always like, can we do this? And he's always like, no. Speaking of reality shows, over on Vanderpump Rules, news of Jackson Brittany's pastor ignited impassioned responses from everyone, causing chaos in the friend group. Michelle, I want your reaction to this. Watch.
I don't think he's a bad guy by any means, but...
I mean, he's a pastor.
Some pastors go by the Bible.
So we need to call him today.
2 weeks before the wedding.
The pastor that you had until, like, 3 days ago.
Right.
I'm wondering, like, why it took Lisa coming to you guys about this.
No. I'm not talking about this. Are you f***ing kidding me?
I was upset about what I saw.
That's why I fired him, and that's why I'm getting another pastor.
Okay.
This is a topic that's, like, very sensitive. And, like,
it's also a topic that's very sensitive to me as a bisexual woman.
Yeah. I was just asking you a question, man.
2 weeks before my wedding, why would you do something like that?
He does not deserve to be in the wedding at all. I did nothing wrong.
Stop f***ing yourself.
Oh, Jackson, knock him out. Knock him out.
Okay, so whose side are you on here?
I don't think there's a side to be on.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what's happening in the world right now when we enter adulthood. Because, you know, I grew up very Catholic, and I both godmothers I chose for my children are lesbians, and my uncle, who's a priest, said, I cannot, the day before the baptism, he said, I can't do this.
Wow.
And I said, but when I met them 20 years ago, they were straight. Is there a loophole? Right. But, you know, it's love is love, and it's got to be education through love is my thought.
Wow.
Hey, don't make me laugh.
Yes, you did. You made him giggle. You made him
You're
giggle.
Funny.
By the way, Dwayne, I love twinning with you in our dad gear Instagram. This was awesome. I posted that.
You inspired that photo.
Oh, my God. I'm so flattered. I'm very excited about that. Your questions for Michelle and Dwayne are coming in. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Dwayne's life has been full of countless wins on and off the court, including a wonderful family, a BFF in LeBron, and a beautiful union with his wife, Gabrielle. So here's what, Dwayne, I'm going to drill you with a speed round of questions about moments that make up your highlight reel. Uh-oh. What is the best compliment you ever got from someone that you admire?
That I'm kind.
That you're kind. Who gave you that compliment?
My wife.
You have so many accolades, 13-time NBA All-Star, all-time leader in points, games, assists, steals, shots made for Miami. What stat of yours are you most proud of, would you say?
I own the turnover record in Miami as well. And I'm proud of that because that means that I take chances.
All right.
I take chances.
You took chances. What is the most fun night you've ever had celebrating a huge team win?
Yeah, I don't remember that night. That's the most
fun. Exactly. Best date night you've ever had with Gabrielle?
Ooh.
Best date night I ever had. I had our stylist pack her bags, put it in the car, give her an outfit to wear to the airport. Took it to the airport, and we flew off to a private island somewhere.
I like it.
She didn't know about it. I spent a lot of money, and I don't think she cared. It's all good.
You don't think she cared?
Get a private booth in a restaurant. I mean.
I ain't shoot for the private plane, though. It was a little too expensive, so I went,
turnovers,
went commercial.
Turnovers aside, what's the best risky decision you've ever made, would you say?
I got 5 kids.
Right. What was the first moment you realized, wow, I've actually made it?
When Jay-Z put me in one of his songs.
All right, thank you very much, Dwayne Wade.
I was like, I'm here.
Second, when Michelle isn't watching over the contestants on The Circle, she's watching The Real Housewives, so I want to know which Bravo stars get her thumbs up emoji and which get an Insta block. Here's what, Michelle, it's time for you to break down all the latest Bravo drama. Vanderpump Rules, what advice do you have for Sheena regarding how she approaches dating?
Ooh, she should date more than one person at a time so she doesn't put all her eggs, literally, in a basket.
Do you think Jackson Brittany's marriage will stand the test of time?
I'm going to say yes. They need positivity if he keeps it in his pants.
Whose side were you on regarding their big book signing fight, Stassi or Sandoval?
Ooh, it's very black and white, but I'm gonna say Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Which Tom would you sooner go into business with, Schwartz or Sandoval?
Schwartz. I feel like I could boss.
Thoughts on Jax lying to Brittany about what an awkward time he had at the strip club?
What's wrong with him? Everyone could read the receipts. You are mic'd.
He did tell me it was only like 3 minutes of the whole time they were there.
Look,
that
3 minutes is all you need, honey.
Thoughts on the water-throwing, hair-pulling fight between Margaret and Danielle in Jersey?
These women are a particular age, as Wendy Williams would say, and you cannot be hurting somebody's neck like that.
Are you surprised by Teresa finally admitting that Joe allegedly cheated on her during the marriage?
Yes, it's like we all knew. I'm so glad you do, too. Now come over here, because the truth is nice and sunny.
Have you ever thrown silverware at someone just to get their attention?
No, but definitely a bowl.
Whose side are you on between Tanya and Kenya with the cookie lady and the wig?
Oh, you know what? Kenya is so shady, but definitely Kenya, because I feel like, look, Tanya knows what she was doing. Don't give me that Canadian shade. It's confusing.
Thank you very much, Michelle Guiteau. That was good. Finally, according to Dwayne's wife, Gabrielle, their baby was born painfully unbothered. So I assume the fact that she has amassed 1 million Instagram followers and inspired the hashtag shady baby would elicit a side eye like this. Aww. Yeah. So here's what, in honor of Kavya being a whole mood and Michelle being a mama twins, I'm going to put you both through a whole bunch of shady parenting questions.
Uh-oh.
With a round of Let's Get Shady, Baby.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever used your kid as an excuse to get out of annoying plans?
Every day.
All the time.
Yes, okay. Have you ever accidentally used baby talk while hanging with friends?
Yes.
My friends are like my kids anyway.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Do you ever curse in front of your kids?
All the time.
I'm
getting them ready for the real world.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Acceptable amount of money to spend on a kid's party.
Well, my wife likes to go over the top. So
your wife likes to go over the top.
Yeah, I would like for it to be a Chuck E. Cheese. My wife wants the whole extravagant thing. So.
Are you going to, like, shut down Chuck E. Cheese and make it a private party?
No,
yes.
I'm talking about, like, just get a table.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I'm retired. I need to save my money.
Gabrielle wants to buy the franchise.
Yes. My one-year-old birthday was bigger than my 30th birthday.
What's the worst way your kid has accidentally injured you?
Oof, I didn't even know I had this thing called sciatica. Who knew?
Dwayne, what kid's show or song annoys the crap out of you?
Baby Shark.
Yes.
Baby Shark.
Thank you very much for playing. Yes, a little Baby Shark action. Baby Shark is banned from my house. I won't do it. Yeah, I won't do it. Yeah, I won't enter it into my life.
But if she cried a lot, I'll throw it on quick.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Ashley from Atlanta with a question for Dwayne Wade. What's your question, Ashley?
Wade, now that LeBron's son and your son are playing for the same high school basketball team, which one of you is the crazier sports dad in the stands? And also, what's your son's relationship like with each other?
Thank you for the question. Our kids have been knowing each other for a long time, so they're good friends. I self-talk all the time. I'm sitting over there, and I'm like, don't go crazy. Don't go over there and choke the coach. Don't go whoop him up. Don't go kick him. Don't beat this ref ass right now. Like, so I think I probably have more self-talk than LeBron, but he probably exert more into the energy of the arena.
He does, into the
but
energy of the game.
I talk to myself over there. I just be like,
you talk yourself down.
Don't get up, don't get up. Okay, all right, cool. Your son ain't getting in. Don't go put him in. Like that. I just talk like that.
Yeah.
You know, self-talk.
Yes.
Self-talk. Okay, let's go to Matt from Maryland with a question for Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Love everything you do. Were you shocked about the winner of the Circle, or did you anticipate him winning from the jump?
Oh.
Also, have we heard anything about season two?
Are you my accountant? That's amazing. First of all, thank you for loving everything I do. That is so nice. You know, women, thank you so much.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised, actually. But, you know, being from Jersey, Joey just won everybody's hearts over, and he really played the game.
Yeah, he was sweet.
He was a little shady boots, too, sometimes.
Let's go to Ashley from Sarasota. You gotta be for Dwayne Wade. What's your question, Ashley?
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
As you said, my question is for Dwayne.
Yep.
First off, it is my 30-year anniversary with my husband, and Dwayne, he is a huge fan. Can I get a shout-out? I have a major brownie point.
What was the question? I'm drunk.
She wants a shout-out. You got your shout-out. You're asking a question. What's the question?
What's the biggest lesson you've learned about what it means to be transgender from the cast of Pose?
Oh, great question. First of all, shout out to you, Ashley.
There you go. You got it.
And you married or you getting married? Shout out to dude.
Yeah.
the lesson that my wife and I learned is, first of all, we got information. We didn't have a lot of information, and we reached out about pronouns, right? That was something simple as pronouns. It's not. We wanted to make sure that we didn't get it wrong. So we reached out about the pronouns and making sure that we said the right things to
because your child came to you and said, I am identifying as something other than I was born.
Yes.
Yes.
She's identifying as a young lady.
Yeah.
And we wanted to make sure that we got all the pronouns right. We wanted to make sure that we got all the language right. So we reached out to make sure that we had all the information that we needed because we are learning in this process as well.
Good for you. I so admire how you've handled this entire thing, and I think you're teaching so many people along the way. So I really commend
Thank you.
Mandy from Florida with a question for Michelle. Hey, Mandy, what's your question?
Which housewife do you think would do the best and worst job competing on The Circle?
Well, I think Bethany Frankel would kill it because when she's focused, she can do anything.
Yeah.
And not to stick to New York right now, but I think Ramona would probably be blocked first because she's just like always in her feelings and nobody got time for turtle time.
Right. Mm. All right, you guys. Dwayne Wade may be one of the world's greatest guards, but if I challenge him to a little shady question one-on-one, will he go on the defense? Dwayne Wade, the time has come for you to plead the fifth. Here we go. I have three questions for you. You may plead the fifth to only one. Dwayne Wade, Rank these players from most to least talented.
Oh.
LeBron James, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade.
I'm going to be politically correct on this. From most to least, LeBron, Chris, and Dwayne.
Oh, wow.
I'm lying. Dwayne. I'm lying.
Now, you have been accused of rigging the NBA Dunk Challenge to ensure your former Miami Heat teammate, Derrick Jones Jr., won. What is your response? This is a hot topic.
I get to plead the fifth one time?
Yes.
I'm pleading the fifth on this.
Okay. We have another ranking question for you. Rank the following projects acted in by your wife from best to worst. Being Mary Jane, Bring It On, 10 Things I Hate About You.
Okay, so Bring It On is best. I was too young to watch 10 Things I Hate About You.
Come on!
Being Mary Jane is 2, and 10 Things I Hate About You is last because I didn't see it. I was too young.
Thank you very much, Dwayne Wade.
My wife, 10 years older than me.
Good job.
Oh, that was good. Wait a minute.
Let me ask you this. Did no one vetted any questions? Just so you know.
That was easy. I thought it was gonna be. Woo! I saw Shaq. So I was
like,
nervous.
As you look back at the replay of what Aaron Gordon did it make you rethink anything?
Absolutely not.
All right.
That they should have been a tie.
You felt like it should have been a tie.
It should have been a tie. 7 dunks before we had to come up with a judgment at the end. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Michelle, you were part of the Countess's cabaret.
Oh my God.
How was that?
It was. I know. It was very fun. She is very talented, very sweet. I can't. I mean, let's go brunch. I can't. We need.
You want to go to brunch with Dwayne Wade?
Yes.
I retire and I ain't got no money, so you know.
That is so not true. Look. Yet he has his own wine.
Yes.
He's drinking his own label wine.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are the wokest couple. I'll get brunch the first time.
My wife paid for everything.
I also love his fashion. Your fashion is
So I wore the Lion King. Like this was what they looked like on Lion King.
I look
like I could play as Simba.
Yeah, you look good. All right. Yeah. We were just talking to during the break. Can I say what we were talking about?
Yeah, of course.
You and Gabby, to keep it hot, you do a lot of role play. Yeah, what kind of role play do you do?
We go out at night and we be strangers. And I get into character. I'm talking about, like, I'm grabbing hair in the club. Like, oh, my bad. Maybe I'm sorry. I'm just. No, but we do role play. We keep it fresh. We try to keep it exciting because, you know, you get into a routine sometime and you be like, tomorrow, and then tomorrow goes to 2 months.
Right.
And then
where
a year.
You ain't getting no action.
Right.
Yeah.
So we got to do role play. Sometimes I'll be like, yo, go ahead and take your clothes off and walk down the street. You know what I mean? Let's take it back to Rodeo Drive,
wow,
baby.
I love it. Normally right now I would give my mazel of the day, but last week Michelle and I went to Albany to lobby for the passage of the Child Parent Security Act, which would reverse New York State's ban on surrogacy. All three of us have had a child through surrogacy, and I think this is a good opportunity for us all to let people know something about surrogacy that maybe they wouldn't know. What do you want people to know about surrogacy?
Well, for my wife and I, we tried for over 5 years to have, you know, our family. We tried to bring our baby into the world, and we wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
So to be able to have another family to, you know, to give up, you know, their time together as a family, to give up their body, to allow us to be able to bring our miracle daughter into the world, we are so happy. And without them, our family would not have grown the way that it has grown. So the doctors told my wife that if we continue down the process that we was doing, that it's possible that we can lose her in the process.
Right. Mm.
So we stopped trying, and the surrogate made it possible for not only that I can have my daughter, we can have my daughter, but we can have each other, and she's not lost in this process, because it's a lot of things that goes on in the process of trying to have a baby via IVF.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not great on the body for the women, and my wife dealt with so much, and I'm just so thankful for our surrogate family for allowing us to bring our miracle daughter into the world. We appreciate you guys, and she's gonna change the world.
Oh. Yes. We're running out of time, but something to add to that?
I just want to say that, you know, people think that it's for people who are rich. That's just because it's not available for everybody. People are, you know, basically draining their bank accounts and their lifetime savings just to have a family. And for me, you know, they're just walking angels. These people are part of your village. When people say it takes a village, you never know how that's going to come. Mm-hmm. And your journey is never going to be how you think it is, but it doesn't matter what your journey is as long as you get to the other side of where you want to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful for every surrogate.
Yes, as am I. And I'm hoping that the folks in Albany hear our cry and overturn this.
You were amazing, by the way. Thank you so much for all you do. That was just amazing.
It's great. I want to thank Michelle, Dwayne, and Michael for being here.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Back with Michelle Buteau, The Circle on Netflix, and her special is recording live March 1st in New York. Tickets are available now. Dwayne Wade's documentary, D. Wade, Life Unexpected, debuts February 23rd at 9 on ESPN. Michael Dean is our buddy behind Rar, serving Miami Vice Realness. Do you want to know the question that was almost made plead the fifth?
I do.
But we took it out?
I do.
Okay. The question was going to be, can you name, you can't say yourself, who would you say is the most, who is the most well endowed on the NBA? you're going to be at the Food and Wine Festival in Miami. That's super fun.
I'm pairing my wine with this amazing food from Chef Alex that's on Chop. So,
cool. Shelly.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah, she's amazing. So we print our wine together, and it's going to be nice.
That's super fun. All right, let's go to Vanessa from New York. Hey, Vanessa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, Bulls.
My question is for Dwayne.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate Shaka Khan's national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game?
Good question. I'm gonna go on a limb and say it was about it was different, but she's a legend, she can do whatever she wants.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go on a limb and say it was a 10 because it was her own interpretation of the song.
She all right
yeah
Dwayne Wade for Senate. Let's go to Megan from Dallas. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hey, Michelle, what was your favorite part of working with J-Lo on Marry Me? And how often did A-Rod stop by the set?
I'm just saying, you know when A-Rod's coming because the set is closed and it smells nice. it was amazing working with Jennifer, actually. She is a professional. She knows your lines, everybody else's lines, what the camera should be doing, all in a crop top and a bun, looking fresh as a daisy. She's amazing. I don't have to tell you this. But the hardest part for me was, A, not staring.
Yeah.
And B, not letting her know that I know everything about her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because she's like, did you get sleep last night? I said, no, I have twins. She said, I have twins too. I said, oh.
I know. Yeah.
The first time I was in a room with J-Lo, this is how the conversation went.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And she was talking. I was just like,
she's just so.
Please keep talking.
Effervescent.
My wife is sitting right here. She was okay with it.
All right.
It's J-Lo.
You can do J-Lo role play with Gabby.
Yeah, she can.
Hey, baby, I'll see you in Miami on Thursday.
Yes. Let's go to Jordan from Maryland for Dwayne Wade. What's your question, Jordan?
Hi, guys. So my question for Dwayne is, you played against the legendary Kobe Bryant 20 times during your career. Mm. And I was wondering which one of those game stood out to you the most?
Great question. I will say the Christmas game we played in L.A., it was the first time where I felt that Kobe finally looked at me eye to eye and looked at me as not an equal, but as somebody he had to respect. So that was my maybe my third year in the NBA. We played the Lakers on Christmas, and that was the first time Kobe picked me up 94 feet, and I was like, oh, yeah, he respect me.
Wow.
Yeah. But we had so many moments. And the last time we played each other, I would never forget that moment, just sharing the court with one of my idols and later became one of my good friends. And I'll miss him so much. So.
On that note, Alana F. wants to know what you were feeling during the legendary 2009 Lakers Heat game when Kobe sank a three-pointer at the buzzer, and how surreal was it when you threw almost the same shot a decade later against the Warriors?
Yeah, so I didn't understand. I was like, how can you bank it off the top of the glass from the top of the key? That is, the angle doesn't work. But I looked and I just said, you know what? It's Kobe. Because it's Kobe, I can't get mad. If it was anybody else, I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
But it was Kobe. He's one of the greatest to ever do it. You can do things like that. And I was able to channel my inner Kobe, my last game versus Golden State in my last season, and hit a stupid shot off the top of the glass to win the game. So my Mamba mentality took place years later, but I had one.
That's awesome. Okay, last call tonight, Robin from Texas. Hey, Robin, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey.
My question is for Michelle.
Oh.
What has been your worst moment with a heckler, and how did you respond?
Well, I will say, people come to the show, they're a little tipsy, they think they can help you when you're doing stand-up. Nice. And it's like, no, boo-boo, I got this. That's why I got the microphone, bitch. So, you know, I really just like to hurt people's feelings. People don't understand that because I have, like, big titties and freckles, and people are like, it's friendly, let's talk to it, but don't come for me unless I set for you out. So, my favorite moment, especially when, like, a guy's trying to mansplain my joke to me, is I like to say, and you can use this, everybody in your life, is I hope your dick is as big as your mouth.
Yes. Dwayne, Natalie J wants to know what you think of Floyd Mayweather saying that he should have won the Athlete of the Decade instead of LeBron. That just happened.
That happened?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's LeBron's award, man.
Yeah.
You gotta get that to him. Sorry, Floyd. He's an amazing champion of boxing, but LeBron is... he's an athlete of the decade.
All right. Everybody watch Michelle Buteau on The Circle on Netflix. And you can get tickets March 1st in New York to see her live at Sony Hall. Watch Dwayne's documentary, D-Way, Life Unexpected. Thanks, Michael Dean. For more, click around BobaTV.com. Good night, everyone. What'd you say? Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.